Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Welcome back, everyone, to your number one source on the net for Pac-Man Vore.
Oh boy, we are now apparently.
Actually, we're like the 16th source apparently, but we're on the board.
We are like first page results.
We're on the Vore board
because our SEO is banging.
I think a lot of that probably comes from there was one episode. And I tagged it with our suggested talking points.
Whoops,
on
oops, oops.
And it just like, yeah, the internet and the Google made some assumptions and some associations.
I don't think necessarily this is a bad place to find ourselves.
I don't think it's an unexpected place to find ourselves.
All things considered, there are other arenas I would rather be found in.
We are number one on Immortal Boney now, outpacing that one DeviantArt user, so...
Take that, our rival, the DeviantArt user.
Most of my rivals are DeviantArt users.
Eat our bony dust. So, yeah, our SEO's lit in a couple of places. I don't know how many people are searching these things, but they will find us.
None. Very few. I did look.
What's our next goal?
Like what?
To crack the Google chart.
Mm-hmm.
How about folklore podcast? That'd be a pretty good one to rank for.
Is that what people are looking for?
Yeah, that's our best opportunity.
Well, you're the marketing expert. We're just the ding-dongs who yell on this show.
I don't feel like doing that at home, though.
How do you feel about Doug?
How do I feel about Doug?
Yeah.
I'm pro-Doug.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about us shooting for Doug?
Oh, just if you type in
you
Doug,
type in
you
Doug
get us.
And number one match, What the Folklore.
I mean, we do say it a lot.
It's true. More than even Doug's mom, probably.
Probably.
You think Doug's mom says it once a week?
Doug,
I think Doug is a good kid.
Doug, we're your mom now.
You just think it's not necessary for Doug's mom to say Doug.
Doug's not getting in trouble.
But she doesn't even say it in, like, an affectionate way, like, Doug, you're my only and favorite son.
No, she has, like, a pet name, like Boopy or something.
Boopy.
Come here.
Boopy, my one and only son.
Come here, Boopy, and do the damn laundry.
Come here, Boopy, and do the damn line of cocaine. The mommy's poured out for you. And she strikes a match off her forearm and goes into the front room to drink.
She just strikes them. She's not using the match. She's just striking one just to let you know she can.
And even if he does get in trouble, she'll probably still use Boopy because it sounds funnier. And she just needs that little bit of levity in her day because this is a hard day at the diner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Boopy Fletcher Smith, you broke the vase.
Boopy Fletcher Smith.
Mom, why don't you ever use my first name? You'll use my other names.
Mom, do you remember it? Do I need to write it?
I've been Boopy for so long. The principal has called you many times. And you have no idea who they're talking about.
When they call about your son...
Douglas.
Grindelwald.
What?
Is that the one from The Very Good Beasts?
The Crimes Thereof?
And where'd they go?
Yeah, it's the Crime Beast. Grindelwald and the Crime Beast.
What a Crime Beast and where they go.
What's the movie called? Good
By
Animals?
By Jacobs Rollin.
good animals we can't find anymore.
If you're joining us from Conjuration, welcome.
Hi, big Potter fans here. Did any of you see Oops, We Lost the Good Animals?
Welcome to Extinctimals 2, Depths of Depravity.
I do have a lot of questions about that movie.
Yeah.
Like what
I have the answers, having seen neither.
Like what, like
the best source for answers, really.
Like what is it? Why?
Do you remember the hit comedy film Balls of Fury?
No.
About the ping pong men?
Yes, I do.
He's in it. I know that.
Will Ferrell?
No.
Is that a Will Ferrell movie?
I don't think he is in that. Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken is the boy I'm trying to think of.
No, the chubby individual who's the hero.
Nope.
He had a hot streak.
Johnny Depp?
Nope. Carmen, you have the internet. Find this man's name.
Eddie Redsman.
My internet's on a Chromebook that I have to have in a particular position to see the screen. It's not working very fast.
Eddie Redface.
Besides, I thought you were the expert on all of this.
I am. I just don't know his name.
Well, make one up, but expertly.
Balls of Fury.
It's a biopic. Crimes.
His name is Balls of Fury.
Crimes of Grundlement. Here we go. Grindelwald. What I don't understand is what is this series exactly? Like Fantastic Beasts? Where
that's the name that they're saddled with.
Well, there was.
Is it Kevin Guthrie?
Is he the chubby man?
I don't know. He doesn't look chubby.
Then probably no. Not.
Does he play Abernathy?
Yes. What's his name?
Kevin Guthrie.
Nope. Trick question.
This is now bad radio.
Trick answer.
How is it related
to what?
To the regular Harry Potter about the boy who went to wizard school.
So it was like a book in one of the books that they had to have for school. Yeah. And she actually wrote a supplementary book called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, written by like
the character, fictional Newt main Scamander. Character.
Yeah.
You're right.
Eddie Redsman.
And I read that book name. As a kid, and I got really freaked out by the like sentient murder blanket in it. Like for whatever reason, that was the one thing.
That came out when we were kids?
Yeah.
Not when in the we were height like, of the popularity.
Not when did we it? Were like a seven, but...
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't read this book.
It was...
Well, that's on you.
Before Pottermore.
So she wrote one of their textbooks.
Yes.
And then they made an adaptation of this magic
they
textbook.
They used the name of the textbook.
And the name of the author of the textbook.
Well, it's about him.
Yeah, like him writing this book.
To make a movie about Johnny Depp's beast crimes.
Well, now Johnny Depp is in it. See, the problem is that the first movie is about Newt Scamander. Mm-hmm. I think he goes to America. It's about all I know about it, because I did not see it again, I will say.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the lines, Dumbledore and Grindelwald become important to the plot, because this new movie is mostly about them, it seems like. And well, Eddie Redsmayne is just kind of along for the ride, because branding.
I think what's happening now is that they're using this other franchise that was an interesting like look at the world as a whole,
yeah,
that she had built, because again, world building is J.K. Rowling's strength as a writer.
It's all she's got,
more so than character or anything. But now they're like,
plot.
We got to start working in these tweets.
Oh, they're trying to canonize the tweets now?
The tweets are coming hard and fast. What do we do?
You could have just said they made this movie to canonize the tweets.
I'm not an expert. I don't really know. No, but from what I hear from the people who, because I have not kept up with any movies.
Sure.
Like, this is not a...
I've heard that first one's pretty good.
I've heard good things about it, too. I do fully intend to watch it one day. Same as all the Marvel movies. Same as, like, any of the other films that have come out. I am just not getting to the theaters that often, and I just have British people talking in the background while I draw things.
I'm probably not going to watch any of these.
But from what I hear from the people who do care about it actively,
mm-hmm,
is that they're a little bit upset that this franchise is being hijacked to tell the dumb Grindelwald story that
agreed,
they don't care about.
And I don't even watch them.
To tell the... Instead of what? Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah, instead of, like, continuing, like, exploring the world and stuff.
Oh. What happened to that other series J.K. Rowling wrote that was for adults and it was a mystery?
I think did she do more than one book?
I thought
series?
So.
I'm betting it was solved.
you think they just did the book, solved the mystery, okay, no more. No, none of that J.K. Rowling magic in that one.
Doesn't seem like it.
What is it even?
It was under a pen name, wasn't it?
What was it even? I think it was. What was it even called? J.K. Rowling.
I think
books.
She needs to watch the Elizabeth Gilbert TED Talk on having like a bad second project.
It's called The Boy Who Mysteried.
Hey, you can't do this to me, Google.
What, Pac-Man 4? It can and it will.
I searched for... It's here. I searched for J.K. Rowling books, and it gave me Lego Harry Potter Hogwarts Castle.
You want to buy
that
now?
Is that a book?
As a shopping result. No, it's not. That's.
Are you sure?
It also gave me a book that she did not write. I think it was called The Casual Vacancy.
Yep, that's the one.
J.K. Rowling, The Casual Vacancy, also gave me a book. in the shopping results called The Solar Phoenix by Brad Mattson. Unrelated, as far as I can tell. I didn't look very hard, but The Cuckoo's Calling. She wrote that too, I guess. Look, okay, whatever. What I'm saying is nobody's making a stink over the casual vacancy.
Right. I don't think many people read it, is my bet.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
Probably not. I didn't.
It didn't get an 8-part film series.
Maybe it should.
But, like, I don't know if she had that experience and then just stopped writing except for Twitter.
Seems like. I mean, is she working on...
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't have to. Anything else? Like, she's set. She's good. She does not have to do it.
She doesn't have to. She could.
Yeah, but
maybe,
like,
she should, because then the tweets will stop.
Right, well, this is what we've hashed this over, so we don't need to linger on this. But you don't need to keep reworking the same. You can write a new thing.
Channel that productivity into something else.
And the thing is, like, you are set. You can waste 2 years of your life and write a trash novel, and it's fine.
Yeah, you
like,
don't have
you're
to
not
work.
Gonna suffer for it. You can write whatever you want. Like, whether anybody wants it or not, you can write it just for the
sheer
pleasure
joy.
Of writing a
yeah.
story and forcing people to hear about it. Because it will be talked about.
So back to my original question.
What I'm saying is, J.K. Rowling, come on the podcast.
Sure. Let's hash this out together. My original question.
This is going to become a gotcha journalism show.
but only for J.K. Rowling.
But just for the Rowling tweets. That's it. Everybody else, you're fine.
We have a big bird we're trying to bring down.
Yeah, go ahead about Grimble. Grimble.
RSEO.
Blub. Yeah.
Should it just be Eddie Redmayne Vore?
No, thank you. No, thank you. I bet that Eddie Redmayne would appreciate it if we did not deliberately try to create searches for that.
Are you sure?
I can't be. If I'm being honest, I don't know for sure. It's just a hunch at this point. I think your odds are better with any human being. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had to bet, like, do they want Vore content associated with them? Yes or no? I bet it's gonna come up no more times than yes.
Gordy, can you imagine the endorphins from that payday?
From the payday?
When you finally hit someone who is into it.
Who wants that content?
Yeah.
Like
Roseanne Barr Vore.
No, thank you. happy to veto Roseanne Barr content across the board. Roseanne Barr said some weird stuff. Let's not make more content of her.
That's fair.
Do you want Vore for you, Tyler? Is this for me? Yeah. Do you want to be associated with Vore in a search?
I won't say no. I'd be flattered.
I'll tell you what. Even like, I feel like Griffin McElroy has kind of regretted that association.
Probably.
Like, it started as a funny goof, and then mm-hmm. people kept saying the funny goof, which is a great way to make it not a funny goof anymore.
It's still a funny goof.
It is not if you have to hear about it constantly.
Probably.
Like, a way to make something not funny is just to keep bringing it up over and over again.
Well, let's pivot then.
To
Let's
video?
Expand those horizons.
Oh, we're not pivoting to video?
We could do that. Like, I hear it's lucrative.
Like journalism?
Facebook told me.
This is a ramble cast that's going to be tough to edit.
Just
because
don't.
You're welcome.
Because it's going to have to be the whole thing, because these are not good transitions from topic to topic.
Have we had good transitions from topic to topic
sometimes,
for years?
Sometimes I can cut out a clean chunk and it's fine. Sometimes, like this, it's just sort of a windy road and everything has to stay in, or none of it's going to make sense.
Let's start over.
Fresh take.
Why not?
Gordy's just resigned to his fate, whatever it may be.
It's 10 minutes to 9. That seems like, yeah, sure.
So we have 10 minutes to do something else entirely.
I'm saying give me 8 minutes of fire.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't want to talk about fires, though.
Tim Allen,
yep,
said that there's nothing more infuriating to the other side than a very funny conservative.
Do they have any?
This seems to be the bulk of the response was like, hey, Tim Allen, do you know one? Which,
Is Tim Allen trying to imply that he is one?
Yes.
Tim Allen, you're missing
the There was one mark in a week of very good cell phones just kind of across the board.
It was a pretty good sneaky little humble brag he was trying to go for.
I don't know that I want to talk about Tim Allen for 8 minutes. It was just... You think... So the White House correspondence there is not doing a comedian this year because...
None of them will come?
Well, because the president has the thinnest skin of any human being alive. So nobody making jokes this year because last time it was too close and he wasn't even there.
I would like to see him do it.
Okay.
All you have to do is tell him that someone once said he was hilarious and that everybody in the world wants to hear his stand-up.
Just a tight 5 from the president, which for anyone else would be about a tight 20, because that's as fast as his thought process goes from like concept to concept. I would just like to know if he could finish a joke
before getting distracted halfway through.
If it would be
through.
A run-on joke for the entire dinner.
I'd like them to do an open mic night for the White House Correspondents' Dinner, mm-hmm. amateurs only, or Tim Allen, maybe, if he wants to come on and try and prove us wrong.
I mean, still amateurs only.
But it should be a 12-drink minimum for everybody in the... Like, I want a very drunk and belligerent crowd.
How many puppeteers can we get?
To do the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Yeah.
I know of... is Jeff Dunham, mm-hmm. but he kind of sucks.
He does suck, but he'd fit in.
And just what is admittedly like a pretty shitty event all around.
How much time do we have left? Because this ain't the fire either.
We got 5 minutes. 5 minutes to come up with something good.
Ooh.
We could imagine if other businesses were run like our post office.
We've done that.
Well, like they've recently just decided that because it's busy in the holidays, they're not delivering to apartments anymore.
Privatize it.
Solves everything.
All right, thanks,
there are vast parts of the government I am opposed to privatizing. The post office is not one of them. I'm willing to sacrifice that particular arm. This is good.
I'm just going to start word association, and
yeah,
you guys
please.
Lash onto something.
Please.
Pig Voltron.
Yes. Stop right there. Stop right there. That's plenty.
Is that like when like bacon and sausage and... Fatback all like attach to each other and become a meat pig?
Are those their cool code names for
yes.
when they turn into robots?
Yes.
The pigs turn into robots?
Yeah.
From flesh pigs?
Yeah, like the Power Rangers.
Do the Power Rangers turn into robots? Because they do not.
When they get hit, they do sparks, which is what robots do instead of blood.
Okay. Okay, nothing to do with the power armor.
They are called the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes.
They morph.
Although...
just like robots.
They do. They do morph from normal...
to robot.
From normal, cool teen mm-hmm. into the Power Ranger suit. But then also, all their vehicles kind of morph into one big one. And their weapons morph into one big one. It's a crossbow or like a gun that shoots a sword. Right?
Yeah, precisely.
The original one?
Yeah. So combine that concept, but with a pig named Fatback. He's the Tommy, obviously.
Tommy was a godsend. This is a Green Ranger, right?
Yeah. And white.
And white.
White power.
There were
famous theme song.
Was that real?
That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
No. No, 90s? You can't do it like that anymore. Boy, it was everybody remembers the 90s very fondly. There was a real transition period where, like, culture sort of, like there was a phase where white people knew what rap was, but did not know what to do with it yet. And it was, like, slowly making its way into, like, corporate videos and stuff like that.
I feel like drinks really get you going.
It was that and the Don't Copy That floppy.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
What would I call that?
Yeah. And
like as its own genre of music?
Don't Copy That Flop. What is that medium? An educational special?
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
A PSA?
A PSA? Is that what it would be?
Kind of, yeah.
I guess so, yeah. That has its own problems. Like, don't do, go ahead and copy the floppy. It's all right. Would you download a car? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Like, that's if not I, the question to
if
ask.
If I could duplicate a car and download it, yes, I would.
I'm going to free associate again.
Okay.
How much time we got?
A minute.
Trash butler.
For it.
Butterfly sprinkle.
Nothing.
Wink wishes.
Yes. But they're mandatory every time you close your eyes.
But only if you close one separate from the other.
But one of your eyes is droopy. Doesn't work right.
You have one flappy eye.
Twinkle disco.
I got the image of, like, fairies in bell bottoms.
Marble bats.
I would like one for my house, please.
Fart kitchen.
We do have one of those. We have a fart kitchen.
When we're cooking beans.
Is that a good name for a Food Network show?
Fart kitchen.
Is that a good name for the Food Network show I want them to make, where they send Bobby Flay to a tired middle-aged woman's house and he has to make dinner with her budget and whatever pan she has in the cabinets?
This week on Fart Kitchen, Brenda bought ketchup.
What will Bobby Flay do next?
She also possesses years-old oyster crackers and a dog.
By the way, personal experience, do not eat years-old oyster crackers. You can really taste the chemicals after a couple years.
They should put that on the package.
They should do a Food Network show where they send Bobby Flay out to survive in the wild, and they bring Bear Grylls into the kitchen and just have it on a split screen and watch them both go crazy. It'll be the last thing they ever record.
Call it the Prince and the Piss Drinker. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-hi-da-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.